It started like your typical C-SPAN interview segment.
And in just a moment, we'll introduce you to Brad and Dallas Woodhouse and the new film, Woodhouse Divided.
It's a YouTube film about Democrat Brad Woodhouse and his younger brother Dallas, both political activists in North Carolina.
I mean, obviously, I make my living in North Carolina, fighting on the right side of the aisle. My brother makes his living in Washington, trying to destroy the country for the left side of the aisle. Now, I would make the contention that Woodhouse Divided is a story of all families, and the story, and the sort of the conversations that they have around their Thanksgiving tables, and the conversations they'll have with their extended families at Christmas and Hanukkah.
And in this clip, they're at the family homestead over Thanksgiving, having a friendly joust over Obamacare. Roll it.
Hey, Let me ask you, North Carolina, who controls the North Carolina delegation? North Carolina House delegation control 8-5 Democrats.
By Democrats.
The Democrats vote for it in North Carolina?
But
8-5 against it.
But how come you
can't keep your own state together?
But you're a big,
why can you not keep your own state? 8-5.
And after the clip, they cut back to the C-SPAN studio, and it continued.
I remember people coming on this show and predicting the health care law would crash the economy.
But you're the one in that video said people will love it. How did that work out?
Do they love it like you said in the video? I believe the American people love it.
Will you do me a favor? Will you show me those polls?
C-SPAN's longtime host, Steve Scully, did his usual excellent job of staying out of the way, in part for his own safety, because I felt at times that it was getting a little too real. And then they started taking phone calls, and it got very real.
Let's go to Joy in Raleigh, North Carolina. Good
morning. Hey, somebody from down south.
Well, you're right. I'm from down south.
Oh, God's mom.
And I'm your mother.
Yes, and she was not enjoying the show.
I disagree that all families are like ours. I don't know many families that are fighting at Thanksgiving. I was very glad that this Thanksgiving was a year that you two were supposed to go to your in-laws. And I'm hoping you'll have some of this out of your system when you come here for Christmas.
What's it like to raise these two boys?
Well, it hadn't been easy.
No. And then she had her say, and the brothers didn't dare interrupt.
I am a registered Democrat. I am concerned for the party who's going to expand Medicaid. I have an autistic grandson. I guess I am more of a one-issue person right now in my life.
All right, thanks, Mom. We'll see you back home soon.
See you this weekend.
Let's go to James from Fort Worth, Texas.
Top that, James. Christmas in North Carolina ought to be fun, don't you think?
And I love you both.
But it sure is nice when you're at your in-laws.